Wikipedia.
Okay, Wikipedia. Thank you all for being here and up in the morning. I appreciate it. How many people here have used Wikipedia? Okay. How many people here have edited Wikipedia? How many people here have edited Wikipedia more than 1,000 times? Okay. Wow. Okay, cool. I do have a sign up here. I'd like to know, like, everyone that's like a major Wikipedia editor, you know, come on up, say hi, or at least leave your username here, and we'll touch base later, because I definitely want to, you know, talk to folks. And I will have some jokes here that probably the people who have edited Wikipedia will probably get the jokes more than the people that haven't edited Wikipedia, because we have some cultural stuff. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about the Wikipedia phenomenon, the culture behind the scenes. Also, my day job is that I make computer games. And so I'm going to be, one of the things that I'm kind of doing is I've noticed how the community behind Wikipedia has many game-like elements. And I'm going to be kind of comparing that in terms of the game-like elements that are in a massively multiplayer online game, and showing kind of how the similarities are that are growing around the Wikipedia culture. And I'm also going to have advice here for anyone that does want to get involved with Wikipedia and wants to learn how to be a good editor there. And also what to do if you get involved in a conflict on Wikipedia, and how to deal with it. And if my voice is a little slurred, I was up very late drinking quite a bit. So, so if you have questions, feel free to raise your hand. So on Wikipedia, I'm what's called a top 200 Hold on. Contributor there. Hold on. How many edits do you have? How many articles have you worked on, and how many articles have you gotten to what's called good status or featured status? That's probably the highest level or the highest prestige that you can have within the Wikipedia editor culture is, did you get an article to what's called featured article status, which means it's going to show up on the main page of Wikipedia. And the article that I'm most proud of personally is on the Knights Templar. And if you've heard some of my other talks here, you've heard me talking about Knights Templar, which I'm really proud is going to be on the front page of Wikipedia on October 13th, which is, I've arranged because it's the 700-year anniversary of Friday, October 13th, 1307, the day that King Philip IV arrested Knights Templar all across France, had them charged with all kinds of bizarre charges, and many of them burned at the stake. But it's a major date for the Knights Templar, and I was really proud that on the front page of Wikipedia, it'll have Knights Templar on October 13th this year. So Wikipedia's been in the news a lot. I'll cover just a few of the things. For example, Virginia Tech shootings. We're finding that more and more people are coming to Wikipedia as their news source. There were 750,000 visits to the Virginia Tech article within the first 2 days. And there was an article in the New York Times about the way people were going to Wikipedia. That article about the Virginia Tech shootings, over 2,000 editors worked on that article within those 48 hours. Everybody just kind of contributing little bits and pieces. And other people that want to know what was the latest would come to the Wikipedia article. Same thing happened for the tsunami in 2004, for the London bombings in 2005. Chris Benoit, the wrestler, when there was involved with a murder-suicide there, and the news of his death was on his Wikipedia bio before the police had even found the bodies, because rumors had gone out kind of through the wrestling community, and those rumors were working their way to the article. WikiScanner is something that's been in the news lately. This was done by one of our hometown boys, Virgil Griffith, wrote WikiScanner, and it's just taking off international news. And an article about WikiScanner showed up very rapidly and has already been translated into about 10 different languages. That's Virgil. I don't know if anyone here recognizes him. And his bio, I wrote his bio last year, I think last year sometime. And since the news about WikiScanner showed up, his bio has now been translated into 5 different languages. So you can click on all the different language links on the left-hand side of the screen, and you won't be seeing a direct translation, but you will be seeing what that country has, you know, someone who knows that language has been doing. Yes, question. WikiScanner is a way of, you can type in an organization, an IP block, and when someone edits Wikipedia, they can either edit it under their name or they can do so anonymously. But when they do so anonymously, their IP address shows up on the edit. And what some people were doing is if they thought that maybe someone from Congress was inappropriately editing articles, they could go through and they could type, we had this before, you could type every single IP address that came from Congress and you could see, okay, which articles are they editing. However, what Virgil's tool does is you can search by an entire IP block. And it's been causing miniature public relations disasters for many companies all over. And it's been finding that people have been going in and changing not just their own article about their own company, they've been going in and changing the articles about their competitors' companies. Or especially with political candidates, it's become a problem. Someone might go to their own biography and remove anything that's negative from their biography. Or they might go to the biography of their political opponent and add negative information to that one. So with Wikiscanner, we can find, and it's easier to find what we call these COI edits, conflict of interest edits. And there are many editors on Wikipedia who do nothing but fight this. They just sweep the Wikipedia constantly looking for COI edits, looking for vandalism, and just fixing these things on the spot.
How does that prevent any problems like blind edits through blind proxies or something like that, you know, some sorts of anonymity?
The question was, how does this prevent problems with using proxies and anonymity? Often it really is an arms race. And, I mean, Wikiscanner will find a lot of the obvious stuff, but sometimes we have a, it requires, it's really more of a quest. And you see that something's happening, you see that people are coming in and they're using a proxy, and then we start looking for more subtle ways of identifying a person. Their writing style. What kind of edit summaries do they use? Do they use edit summaries? What are their common typos? And there's a few people on Wikipedia that are very, very good at tracking this stuff down. In fact, we have an entire board called SSP, Suspected Sock Puppets, where we'll kind of gather information on these. And it's a quest. Some people would rather do this on... Some people are just going to come in and they're going to vandalize, just like in a multiplayer game. You're going to have griefers that are going to come in for no other reason than to antagonize other people playing the game. Wikipedia, we have the same thing. We have people come in for no other reason than to vandalize articles, to antagonize as many people as possible. But we also have teams of people that all they want to do on Wikipedia is find those vandals and hunt them down. So it's combat. It's just like a game. It's combat. Okay. So what is Wikipedia? This is the main page of Wikipedia from, I think this was about a month and a half ago or so. So you can see there's a featured article over here. Yeah, where's my mouse? Is everything recording now? Okay, all right. Okay. So on October 13th, this is where the Knights Templar article is going to show up. We have headlines in the news, and we have also on this day, and then it'll link to different articles that have that date in them. There's also a Did You Know. This is from articles that have just been created within the last day or so, and they're interesting factoids. And I've tracked what's called the Special New Pages list on Wikipedia, and there are thousands and thousands of new articles being created every day on Wikipedia. It's a phenomenal amount of growth. So Wikipedia, the actual definition, it is a freely licensed encyclopedia written by thousands of volunteers in many languages. It was founded in 2001. Another question?
I have a question about those sections on the front page. I was wondering, are those on this date, is that all artificially generated? I mean, is it automatically generated? Is there somebody who picks those stories?
The question was, on the main page, how are these stories chosen? There's always a human in the loop. The featured article is generally chosen, a guy named Raul 654, who generally chooses what are the featured articles, what order are they going to be placed. The others, I'm not really sure about the on this day stuff, how much of that is automated. The Did You Know section, people will be scanning the new articles that come in, and they'll nominate an article for what's called DYK. And then once an article is in DYK, and I assume there's still a human in the loop that's, you know, removing things, because again, we're looking for the vandals. But then once it happens, yeah, it's all kind of put together. If you want later, I'll show you, and we'll click edit on this page, because any page can be changed. This one has a view source on the page, but we could go in and I could show you how this is actually including. It's like templates. It's transcluding from like probably about six or seven different pages, and it's all kind of pulling it into the main page. Wikipedia is one of the most visited sites in the world. As of today, right before I came into the talk, I checked to see what the total was. We're just shy of 2 million articles. and as I'm growing at thousands of articles per day, so we'll be at 2 million definitely by the end of the month. This is showing the growth curve for various statistics on Wikipedia. The top one is people who have come in and who have added something, a contributor in some way. And we're really seeing this kind of hyperbolic growth. The second one is new editors, just people who have created new accounts. Now, an active editor is considered to be someone who has at least 5 edits per month. A very active editor is someone who has 100 edits per month. And I know there's people in this room who have over 1,000 edits per month. Okay. So Wikipedia is one, and this is a little bit confusing. Wikipedia is run by Wikimedia. And the Wikimedia Foundation, it's a nonprofit that has several different projects. Wikipedia is the highest profile of them. There's also Wiktionary, which is where we're putting word definitions, wiki quote for various quotes. And I won't go into all of these, but there's the one besides Wikipedia that I visit the most often is going to be the one at the bottom there, Wikimedia Commons, which is sort of like a large photo bucket, where everyone is uploading thousands and thousands of pictures that are all freely licensed pictures. The only pictures that can go on the commons are those that are either public domain or they're copyright expired, Creative Commons, Shared Attribution License, or GFDL. So, and any of the images, for example, that I'm using in this talk, I probably got from the commons. Wikimedia Foundation is actually a very, very small company. I was surprised to find out that they've only got a few paid employees. They do the entire thing on revenue of $1.5 million. I mean, it's a tiny, tiny company. Their costs are a bit higher than that, so they're kind of scraping through. A lot of their funding comes from donations and grants. To their credit, Wikipedia remains ad-free, though what they are also doing is they are licensing all of the content of Wikipedia to other sites, and then those sites will produce the Wikipedia content, but with advertisements. It's one of the reasons that it's so important that images on Wikipedia be entirely free, free for both use on Wikipedia and for commercial use, because exactly Wikimedia is licensing all of the content out to other sites, and then when they have advertisements, that's where the commercial use comes into play. So between all of the projects combined with the Commons and WikiQuote, we have close to 8 million pages, over 2 million images, and 5 million registered accounts. This was data from the end of 2006.
I have a
question. Sure.
Do they actually license it to commercial companies, because sometimes Wiki itself and servers down, and therefore people can access the content on another server that happens to be commercially licensed? Because otherwise, whenever I'm searching for something from Google, and I'll have one entry that comes from Wikipedia and another entry that...
Wait, can we get him a mic so that I don't have to repeat?
Because say if I'm searching some kind of term on Google and something comes up on Wikipedia, and then the exact same entry comes up on a commercial site that licensed the content from Wikipedia, to me that kind of seems redundant. But at the same time, was part of the logic that, well, we can be successful because sometimes the Wikipedia server's down and therefore we can use this other site? I'm just trying to figure out the business logic behind it.
Well, people are trying to drive traffic to themselves, and if they have all this neat content there, you know, I find sometimes it used to be that if I was writing a Wikipedia article, I could do a Google search to get information to put into the Wikipedia article. But now when I do the Google search, I'm often just getting all the Wikipedia mirrors, so it's hard for me to get new information to put into the Wikipedia article. So I'll often be doing the Google search, and I'll say minus Wikipedia, because what these mirror sites should be doing is they should be saying information from Wikipedia, but often they aren't. And so I have to look, and if I'm looking at what I think is a new source, often it'll be the Wikipedia article, and I'll have to be going back and double-checking and seeing where the information's from. Yes, question?
Given that it's under the GFDL, I mean, they're not getting anything from actually doing the licensing, are they? I mean, are the companies that are licensing it actually providing funding for Wikipedia? Or, 'cause, I mean, they don't have to actually do that under the license agreement.
My understanding is that, yes, Wikimedia is being paid by some of the sites. for the content. I don't know the details of it, though.
But that's an optional payment, right, because of the FDL. Yeah. Okay.
This is a comparison here showing the quantities of articles and how they're growing in all the different language Wikipedias. These are just the top four or so. And this is the people, again, active editors who have over 10 edits, and also showing how those numbers are growing in each of the different Wikimedia, the different language projects. This is contributors with over 100 edits per month. So here we're getting into smaller numbers, and this is also the game-like thing. One of the problems that Wikipedia has right now is there were systems and procedures that were in place which worked very well when the contributor pool was under 1,000 really active editors. They had a small group. They could socialize new editors that were coming into the pool. But the problems are, anyone here who's done like organizational management or managing the growth of a company, you've probably seen this process where a small company, a very small company, will have certain procedures, but then as they grow to the next state, like a medium-sized company, the procedures that worked when the company was small no longer work when it's a medium-sized company. And in fact, the procedures that worked well when that company was small actually will hinder the growth of the company to the next phase. And then at the next phase, they need to come up with procedures that work at that medium size, and then those procedures will cause the company to have trouble when it gets to the next size. And Wikipedia is having this problem as it's scaling up to this larger size. But it's a very painful process because there's very little authoritarian decision-making at Wikipedia. Wikipedia runs on consensus. It's the group gets together and they make decisions, which works well at a small size, doesn't work so well at a larger size because you start getting subgroups forming. It gets very political. If someone controls a large enough voting block, they can influence things often in inappropriate ways. Sometimes it's good because they're making things happen. Other times it starts becoming kind of Lord of the Flies, and there will be like a squabble over who has the conch. So pages per day coming into Wikipedia. Per day, new articles, we're getting over 2,000 new articles per day flowing into the encyclopedia. And there's about 10,000 non-article pages. These are talk pages, templates, other Wikipedia policy pages. So total of pages that survive, because many, many pages are deleted on the spot. Thousands of pages are deleted each day. But pages that survive, we're getting about 11,000, about 12,000 pages surviving within 24 hours. I won't go through this in detail, but this kind of gives you a sense of the non-article pages that were added in a 24-hour period. User pages, Wikipedia pages, template pages. This is outside of article space. Right. So now another thing is, of these pages that are coming in, many of them are just deleted on the spot. We have people that scan every single new page that comes into Wikipedia, and they look, is this a real article or is it crap? Because a lot of people come in and they'll create an article about their dog, or they'll create an article about someone sitting next to them in class, or they'll create an article about their company or about their used car lot, and then they'll go in and they'll try and add links to their used car lot from all the car articles on Wikipedia. And it's just a common thing. It's happening thousands of times per day. And so we have these teams that are going through and they just see it, and it's called a speedy deletion. You don't need to discuss it. You don't need to ask permission. If you have access to do it, you can just go delete on site as soon as you spot it. Now, many articles, if they do have some claim to notability, it might be encyclopedic, then it goes up for what's called an AFD debate, an Article 4 deletion debate. And this is showing, and there's hundreds and hundreds of articles that are being debated at any one time on Wikipedia. They're generally debated for about 5 days or a week, sometimes longer. And then the people come in, and it's this group system, and people say, keep, delete, keep, delete. This is showing just a few of them, the number. You can see the number of votes. So these are the number of people that have weighed in on this particular topic. These are the articles that are being discussed. And then what's called, this D is the deletion percentage. So something that's red means pretty much everyone is agreeing that this needs to go. Then you've got the different colors here, green. Sometimes it's not an exact science, because theoretically it's not a vote, it's a discussion. But this kind of gives you a general idea of, you know, how many people are saying delete, how many keep, how many are saying merge, redirect, move, other comments. Right. This is a closer view of a, I just picked a random AFD. So you can see that people kind of weigh in, and what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to kind of give a summary and then give their reasoning for why they said keep, or give their reasoning. But often you'll just see people saying keep or delete or keep per, you know, Brent. So that they go up and see, and here's what Brent's comment is, and this person is saying that they agree with whatever Brent said. And so at the end of this, at the end of a week of this, an administrator is going to come along theoretically, and they're going to read the entire discussion and then try and get an idea of what is the community consensus. Was the consensus to keep or delete? If it's a no consensus, then the default is to keep, and then the article is kept around. So these are parts of a typical Wikipedia page. Any page, we have a lead section here, and then it goes into the body of it. There's various links over here that people can, these are general Wikipedia links. Any page can be edited just by clicking on edit this page at the top. There's a few pages that can't, but generally any page, anyone can edit. You don't have to be logged in. If you see a typo on something, click on edit, be bold, go in there and fix it. You don't need to bring it to someone's attention, just go in and fix it. Now each page also, I'll go back here, each page also, there will be a discussion page. So I find it helpful to think of each page kind of being in two parts. You have an article page, and then next to it you have a discussion page. And you can get to the discussion page by clicking there, and then here people are going to be discussing the article. And theoretically this is supposed to be kind of a gentle scholarly discourse about the article, but often here's where the flame wars will be going on. And so there will be a section header, and then people will post something. And then when you, at the end of a post, when you finish it, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put 4 tildes. And when you put 4 tildes, it automatically puts a date timestamp on there. It'll say, it'll put a link to your user page, and it'll say exactly what time you posted it. Okay. Now, another thing on the, another tab at the top here, we have the history tab. And here, you can see, this is one of the beautiful things about a wiki, is you can see each person that changed it. And this ties into the wiki scanner. So you can see each person, whether or not they were logged in, or if they weren't logged in, then you get the IP address. And you could also click on the link, which is the date time, and you can see the exact state of the page at the time that they made their edit. And you can compare from, you can compare between 2 edits, you can compare between several edits. It's a very powerful system. Then there's also edit summaries, which people are supposed to use to kind of give an idea, so you don't have to go in and actually look at the diff. You can actually just see their summary here. Yes, question.
If you're keeping history of all these articles, that is a heck of a lot of information you're storing.
There is. If we're keeping the history of the articles, that's a lot of information. Yes, it is a lot of information.
What memory usage do you have?
Memory usage. I don't. Anyone here have that data? No, sorry. Not.
No,
yeah.
Is there a history of speedy deletes?
Is there a history
of speedy deletes?
Yes. There. In fact, their tools are being added, and the code is being managed by volunteers as well. But yes, you can look at a complete list of every article that's been deleted ever. You can also look at every edit that any user has made ever. You can also look at every edit that any user has made which was on a page that has since been deleted. It's called viewing their deleted edits. So it's completely transparent, pretty much anything that anyone's done. There are a few exceptions. For example, sometimes people would come in and they would post personal information. Hey, go bug this guy. Here's his social security number. And in that case, oversight is possible. Someone can go through and delete that right out of the database so that you can't go into history and still get that information. Whoever has the microphone.
Can you download a complete mirror of the site? And about how much is that currently?
Yes, you can download a complete dump. As a matter of fact, when Virgil wrote Wikiscanner, he ran it off database dump. It's not a live thing. It's running off of whatever the latest backup is. So I don't remember offhand.
35 gigabytes.
35 gigabytes. There we go.
That's
Just to clarify, I mean, for seeing things that were deleted, as a normal user, you can only see the fact that it was deleted in the deleted log. You can't actually see the edits that took place unless you're an administrator, correct?
Correct. Yeah, and it's something that I find, it's one of the reasons that I'd like administrator access, is because every so often there are discussions about, okay, this page was deleted, should it have been deleted? And it goes up for something called DRV, deletion review. And theoretically, anyone can participate in that discussion, but in actuality, in order to look at the page, to be able to comment on it, you need administrator access. So that's the main reason I'd like to get admin access myself.
This might have already been covered. I came in a little bit late, the elevator troubles. Recently, I was looking at a page that on a building structure, and someone put in an extra thing about the people who run that structure, which was unsubstantiated and very slanderous and whatnot, so I went ahead and deleted it.
Good.
The next day, I noticed on Yahoo Answers, which is the service I regularly use, this person actually referred to that rather angrily and said that it was such and such sect in Tennessee or something. My question is, I did go ahead and go back and re-edit it, and this time make it very clear why it was re-edited, you know, unsubstantiated, doesn't have anything to do with how a building is made. My question is twofold. First off, is there any way that the fact that I went ahead and deleted this twice, is there any way that that could hurt me in the future? Is there any sort of deletion of members from Wikipedia or lockout or any reason why someone ends up being locked out?
Oh, yeah. People are blocked every day. But what you did sounds, from what you described, sounds perfectly reasonable. And if you do see information that does look slanderous, the rule of thumb is delete it. Just get rid of it. And if it shouldn't have been deleted, it can easily be re-added. But especially when we're dealing with something about current, or especially about a living person, there's an entire policy called BLP, Biographies of Living People. As it's being described, as we're trying to have a policy of do no harm. So if there's a biography of a living person and there's something negative about that person in the bio, and it's not sourced, kill it. Get rid of it. Remove it immediately. And then if someone re-adds it, the strength of the community consensus is going to back the person who's removing the negative information as opposed to the person that's adding it back in. In terms of what you did where you were edited an article twice, not a problem. Where it gets into trouble is what we call edit wars and revert wars, where, say, you know, one person is saying the Earth is flat. No, the Earth is round. And we've had these debates of the Flat Earth Society. It was a major issue on Wikipedia. But if someone, and they're being polite about it, but they're just going back and forth and saying, no, my version A, no, version B, A, B. There's a rule that's called 3RR, which means you should not revert an article more than 3 times in 24 hours. If you revert an article more than 3 times in 24 hours, you're probably going to be blocked. It's kind of sent off to go cool out. And so there's an entire 3RR notice board where if you see anybody doing this, you can post them. An administrator will come in and will probably block. Now, when an administrator comes in, what they're going to do is often they're not going to be reading the pages of history to find out who's in the right and who's in the wrong. They're probably just going to do a really quick glance at the situation. And if they see two people who are being rude to each other, then the administrator's not going to say, well, obviously this was a polite person and this was a rude person and the rude person provoked the polite person. No, the administrator's probably going to say, they're both rude, we're going to block them and lock them out. The blocks are generally very, very short. They might be for a couple hours, they might be for 24 hours, and then theoretically they should escalate. But the administrators are volunteers and they have bad days too, and so sometimes, you know, they'll come through, and it even happened to me as well. I did something and I posted to somebody's talk page and they went and complained to administrator blocked me permanently from Wikipedia, saying, you know, obviously not here to create an encyclopedia in any way. And I'm like, hold on, I have 1,000 edits, I've created a couple dozen articles. And so I complained through the mailing list and I got myself unblocked, but it was a hassle. So yes, next question.
Okay, if Wikipedia is pressed for bandwidth and storage space, and it's only 35 gigs, has there been any talk about building some kind of distributed mechanism like a torrent-based system or something? I mean, I'd be happy to host 10 gigs of, I don't know, A through P or something.
It's just the current revision.
The current revision? It's not the total... I mean, the total backup, I thought, was 35 gigs.
No, just like the current revision of every article.
Oh,
download
wow.
A current copy with no history.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And anybody that wants to help with Wikipedia, sure. I mean, the code is being managed by volunteers and expanded. What you would do, what I'd recommend doing is go in and make a few edits, show that you have that your intentions are good, And then you can request what's called tool server access. And then you can go in and you can make tools, or and you can work your way up the hierarchy there and actually maintain the code. You know, they're always looking for more volunteers to help out.
A common question I get from people is, well, how do you know the content is actually valid? And I assure them that, you know, with that many people looking at it and that much consensus and that many people are experts weighing in on, mm-hmm. that you actually really do get a very high quality content. However, with the advent of the wiki scanner coming out, people will go and look and say, well, look, so look at all these bad edits, and it's obviously that all this stuff is filtering in there. I try to remind them that, yeah, but you are reading a page that's noting that there were bad edits and they were taken care of, so right. that's a positive. Right. But has this had any chilling effect or any undermining of people's confidence in the content?
Well, I think Wikipedia, anything on Wikipedia needs to be taken with a grain of salt. And no one should ever use Wikipedia as a primary source. Wikipedia is a good place to get an overview of some information, and it's a good place to find sources, places to get more information. Even any page that I go to and I read, and it might say so-and-so was born in 1735. Well, someone may have edited that page 5 seconds earlier, and the number may be it should be 1750. I don't know. But anyone who looks at a Wikipedia page, be aware that Wikipedia is unreliable. But as a whole, I think it's an amazing information source. There's also some illusions there. I think the illusions are that Wikipedia is being created primarily by experts and by academics. But I think in reality, Wikipedia is being created by a lot of people that are students. And there's definitely more students participating in Wikipedia than there are experts on Wikipedia. And there's actually somewhat of a culture that's a little bit anti-expert on Wikipedia. It's actually going to be easier for a college freshman to make administrator than for a college professor to make it. And the reason for that, I believe, is because of all the spam that's flowing in, thousands of articles per day, which means that when someone comes in and they write about something that they know, more often than not, they're writing to promote themselves. They're writing to promote their company. They're writing to promote their book. And 99% of the time, that's what people are doing. And so the 1% of the time that you have someone who's an actual expert and is just adding information because they want to add information for good faith reasons, they're generally not believed because of the 99% of other spam that's flowing into the Wikipedia. And so it's often and it's bizarre. Someone will come in who will be an expert on something, and maybe they've written 5 books, and they want to go in and they want to add information to a Wikipedia article, and their information is removed. Oh, well, you're just trying to promote your book. And they're like, no, I'm actually trying to add information to the article. So it's a bizarre thing in the culture. It's a paradoxical thing that's going on right now. I showed one, and some subjects on Wikipedia are much better covered than other subjects. Pop culture is covered very, very well in Wikipedia. I go into medieval history, there are some sections that are done really well, other sections, like right now I'm filling in the gap on medieval Egyptian history, especially around the 900 to 1300 time frame. And there's major issues, like major power struggles, and there's just no articles on some of these people, so I'm kind of going through and filling in those gaps. And I'm very much enjoying that. Was there another question?
Are other Wikimedia projects okay to ask about as well, in addition to Wikipedia? Like, I want to ask about Wiki University. What kind of do you know anything about initiatives to make it larger, more comprehensive?
It's not one of the projects that I've dealt with at all, but basically the general rule of thumb is be bold. If you want to add something, if you think something needs to be expanded, go in, expand it.
Okay. Yeah, for those of you not familiar with it, Wiki University is a very recent initiative by Wikimedia where they want to actually have free courses published on the web and have the curriculum, of course, edited like Wikipedia, but the content supposed to be much more in-depth, and it also ideally should have recognized experts in leading these sort of courses. And of course, it would all be free. But so far, I haven't really seen that much work being put into it so far. But you know, that could change. So,
Okay, so getting back to page history, this is showing that if you were comparing a couple of revisions, this is what it would look like. So you actually get some really good color coding from the old version is on the left, the new version's on the right. The red text is, of course, what's being changed. And then you can also see at the top, you can see exactly who was the last person to change the article and when did they change it, and then who's the person to make the new change and when did they change it. So this is showing that this article had, from November 18, 2006, had no changes at all until February 2007. Some articles might be changed every few seconds. Other articles could be changed and then nothing for months or even years. And so that's something also to keep in mind, that just because no one's changed an article recently doesn't mean that all the information is correct. It might just mean that it's kind of off in an eddy somewhere and no one's really taken a good look at it for a long time. This is also useful for when the vandals come in. I think vandals come in and they just go to sometimes a random page, and then they'll change one word, like they'll maybe remove a word, or they'll generally they insert something profane. It's generally pretty easy to spot. But I think they have this illusion in their mind that if they just change one word, no one's going to notice. But we have these people who are scanning every single change made to Wikipedia, and we can see immediately any change that's made. And then we have an undo option, and so we can revert to the early revision just very, very simple. It's just two mouse clicks. Right. So other cultural expectations about the articles that are coming in. Articles should only be about notable subjects, and there's a lot of debate about what notability is. The general consensus is something that is encyclopedic, something that is written about, someone that has done some, if it's about a person, someone that has done something, they've received an award in a major subject. They have a substantial body of work in terms of books that they have written. Or they have been the first person to do so. Are they in the Guinness Book of World Records? Now, there is some debate right now about, are you notable if no one has written about you? For example, there are Olympic medalists, and someone may have won a gold medal for cycling or a bronze medal in archery, and it's a valid award, but there were never any articles written about them. So should there be a Wikipedia article about them? Yes, they did something notable. They got an Olympic medal, but was it notable if no one wrote about it? So it's kind of an interesting debate. And then we have actual groups of people, and we have what's called the inclusionists, and we have the deletionists. And the inclusionists think anything should have an article about it, and deletionists say, a good encyclopedia is an empty encyclopedia, and they just kind of go through and they just delete anything that they have any question about. So there's no perfect agreement on these things. There's always kind of a push and pull going between these different philosophies. Is there another question? Okay. Another expectation is no what's called original research. If you were outside and a UFO landed on the street in front of your house, and you went into Wikipedia and said, a UFO landed on the street in front of my house, the information would get deleted. Even if it was true, it would still get deleted, because they would say, you're not allowed to add information from personal knowledge. Now, after a reporter had showed up and written the article about the UFO that had landed in front of your house, then you could add to the article, but you could only add to the Wikipedia article what had been written about that subject. And so there's another conflict there from what you would think intuitively. If you really just know something and you want to go in and add information, you're not supposed to do that. You're only supposed to add information that has been published in a newspaper or a magazine or a peer-reviewed journal or a book of some sort. Okay. Another expectation, which I very much support, no spam. You can't just go in and add something to promote. People all the time are adding articles to promote a shampoo or their dog grooming place. No, that stuff gets deleted. And as I said, all information has to be sourced. COI edits, conflict of interest. There's a huge, huge debate about this on Wikipedia right now. If someone, especially if someone's working on their own biography. Say if Bill Gates came in and he wanted to change his own biography, anything he changed would probably be deleted on the spot, because they would say he has a conflict of interest for even editing his own biography. Or if someone was working for a company and they went in and changed the article about the company, they do have a conflict of interest. And it's very, very difficult to write about yourself or a member of your immediate family or the company where you work, and trying to keep it very neutral and verifiable. Even if you have the best of intentions, it's very difficult to do. Now, the general consensus, though, is that if you see negative information, or if you see if someone goes to their own biography and they see that their birthday is wrong, just fix it. I mean, yeah, you have a conflict of interest, but you know your own birthday. Just go in and change it. Same thing about your workplace, your marital status. It's okay to just kind of go in and fix those things on the spot. So what is a game? I'll go over this kind of briefly. There's a lot of debate. What is a game? I define a game as a structured or a semi-structured activity that is fun and or educational. It has certain core elements. There's goals. There's rules. It's something that's challenging, and it's something that's interactive. It's also something that can be immersive. And it could be many different styles of games. It could have puzzles. It might have conflict or competition. It might be cooperation. Multiplayer games out on the internet right now, one of the core elements, they're social. They can be cooperative or competitive, but they're extremely interactive. They're available all the time, 24 hours a day, and it's a virtual world, and it engages emotions. It's something that you want to play. It's something that you think about even when you're not playing. Now, the themes in massively multiplayer online role-playing games, generally, there's many different genres of games, but they have certain common elements, that you have a character, that you're advancing in some way. There's different classes. You might be a fighter. You might be a healer. There's this world that everyone is participating in, and then people will generally groups. Yes, you can play solo, but there will be some sort of, there's going to be usually a mechanism by which people can group. There's quests that people can perform, and then there's treasure. There's, once you've done something, you get something cool for it, and there's ways of showing the status. There's ways of saying this person has been playing a long time, this person has not been playing as long, and people will compete for those status indicators within a game. So, how do I won't read each of these, but there's definitely some comparisons here. I mean, a player is an editor. We have administrators, which is like a game master in a game. Experience points, I would say, is edits on Wikipedia. How many edits do you have? Many of the more experienced editors will not trust anyone who has fewer than 100 edits. That person hasn't been around. They don't know the culture. Doesn't matter if that person's been reading Wikipedia for years. If they haven't edited, they're generally not trusted. Awards are in Wikipedia, there's barn stars that can be given from user to user. And guilds, I would say on Wikipedia, are like the wiki projects. People get together and there might be a wiki project Israel or a wiki project military history. And there's actually several sub-projects of military history, medieval history, naval history. It goes really, really far deep down.
I got an issue with them. Because it seems like whenever I've tried to edit something, if it's associated with a certain wiki project, mm-hmm. it's like they all swarm down like a bunch of buzzards and totally attack any kind of change I made because they're like the guardian of the page. It pisses me off. So just wanted to share that.
It's something that we call ownership of articles, and it's something that you're not supposed to do, so the wiki project shouldn't be doing that. However, I can't really say what you did or what you changed. Sometimes what the problem is if there is a conflict on a page, and say 10 editors have been battling it out for a year, should this page, you know, should the section header be at the top of the page or at the bottom of the page, say? It's something very simple. And it may be the kind of thing that they couldn't reach an agreement, and they finally went through the dispute resolution process, and they did a request for comment, they got other editors in, then they may have gone to mediation and had someone who may or may not have had mediation experience kind of helping them, guiding them to some sort of voluntary compromise. And they may have finally said, okay, we all agree that the section header will be at the bottom as long as the picture is over on the right-hand side, say. And then if they've come to this compromise, it may have taken 6 months of going back and forth and editing, and then someone in all good faith may have come in and say, I think the picture would look better on the left-hand side, okay, they're going to swoop in. They're, no, we've discussed this, and we want the picture here. And so it may be perplexing to someone that comes in with a good faith edit, but often there may be history. So if you see that happen, what you might want to do is you might want to check the talk page and look and see, because if there's been a conflict, it's probably going to be reflected on the talk page. And then there's also another process, which is called a CCC, consensus can change. So if several people are trying to move the image over to the left, even though there was a mediation last year, maybe it's time to reopen the discussion. And at that point, if I was going to do that, I would go to the talk page and say, and there's almost, it's a very formal, it's almost like a very Japanese, very etiquette-based language. I would probably go to the talk page and I might say something. I have great respect for the discussions that occurred last year. I think this was a wise and thoughtful decision that was made. However, I'd like to respectfully suggest that perhaps the image might be better on the left-hand side. Does anyone else think it is worthy rediscussing the matter at this point? And then I would sit back, and I might be immediately flamed, or I might get a few other editors coming in and saying, yes, I think it might be time to reopen the discussion. And as everyone would be very, very polite, and it's a very interesting etiquette, and it takes some time to kind of learn that cultural language. But if you want, you can tell me exactly which article, and we can pull it up, and I can try and give you some tips on how to deal with that particular conflict.
Okay.
Also, go to the Wiki Project. Join the Wiki Project, and then any Wiki Projects are open. Anyone who wants can join, and then maybe and find out. Generally, there will be some informal leaders in each Wiki Project, and you might want to go and try and find out where else that informal leader is editing, and help them at other articles. Get to the point where they recognize your name. And sometimes that's the problem. There will be some editors that, like the article on Freemasonry. I went in there, and I've read several books on Freemasonry, and I was going in, and I made a good faith change, and they just reverted me on the spot. Not because I had a bad edit, because they didn't recognize my name. Well, she doesn't edit Freemasonry articles, so her edit must be bad. And so I found I had to go to the talk page and say, hey, guys, look at, I've actually created several articles on Wikipedia. I got this thing to featured article. I would love to get the Freemasonry article to featured article too. And I really kind of needed to be accepted by the editors. And I don't entirely blame them, because there was so much vandalism at that article. They just had an instant knee jerk. If we don't know them, we're going to change the edit.
Another suggestion I have is create a user page for your ID. A lot of times people will not recognize, so they'll go and they'll look. If you have a red link on that user page.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, you're going to get reported like that. They're going to think, oh, this is some newbie. They didn't take the time to.
What is a red link?
A red link is any link in Wikipedia that doesn't lead to an article or page.
Right.
So when you use your four tildes to cite your comments, if you haven't created a user page, it'll be blank, it'll be a red link. Just go ahead and slap anything on there. I mean, you don't have to disclose any personal information, but just put something, things you're interested in, and how long you've been there, a little bit, so that's a blue link, and people realize you're there.
I've got a girlfriend all over me. You think I really want to move?
No, to kind of summarize what he just said, which is excellent advice, anytime you make an edit, your name shows up next to that edit. If you have a user page, the name shows up as blue. If you don't have a user page, then it's a broken link. It shows up as a red link. Any red link who makes a change, it's going to be treated with immediate great suspicion. Anyone who makes a change who has fewer than 100 edits, any change they make is going to be treated with great suspicion. So the number one thing, if you want to participate on Wikipedia, and I was going to go over this later, but I'm glad you brought it up now, is create a user page, make an identity, show that you have a history of making constructive edits. Okay, there was a woman back. Yeah.
I have a question. For newbies, is there a glossary of these terms that you throw out?
we do have several help pages. Yes, if you go to Wikipedia and you just type help in the search box, or you click on the left-hand side, help, and it'll give you some instructions about how to get involved, how to edit, what the basic policies and guidelines are. There's also a sandbox page where you can just go in and you can make any change you want, and it's all going to be deleted within a day anyway. So just it's a just somewhere you can go in and play with the different wiki syntax. Yeah. Also, if you run into an acronym that you're not sure what it means, well, of course, you can type it on Wikipedia and get it that way. Also, there's mentoring groups. So you can find an editor who's more experienced and have them tutor you. And if you want to get involved, come to my talk page on my user page and say, hi, Alonk, I went to your talk. Please help me. And then I'll kind of keep an eye on what edits that you do. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay. Barnstars?
Sorry?
What's a barn star?
A barn star, and I have a slide coming up with that. It's an award that any user can give to any other user, and it's like a medal that you can hang on your user page and say, someone gave me an award. Maybe you deserved it, maybe you didn't, but it's something that you can hang on the user page. And people have put a lot of effort into them, into the different kinds of graphics available, and a barn star of diligence, a barn star of patience, a Barn Star of Tireless Contributor, just different awards that can be given. Was there another question? Okay. So Wikipedia as a game, these are just some other similarities. Griefers in a game, in Wikipedia we have our vandals. There's combat. There's absolutely combat in Wikipedia. Fighting vandals, POV warriors. Often looking for vandalism, I describe it as this big game of whack-a-mole. Because as they're thinking, you just pop, 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 and you're hitting them as they come. And it's just constant. There's a constant flow coming in. We have pubs. We have places that people can talk. Newbie killing. We absolutely have newbie killing in Wikipedia. There's people go, ooh, new editor, and they don't know policy. I'm going to go yell at them. It doesn't happen a lot, but it's definitely there. So we have this policy called BITE, WP BITE, which means please do not bite the newcomers. You know, be patient with them. Be gentle with them. Yes, they're clumsy, but they could be useful someday. And so kind of try to just be more patient with them. And stats. We absolutely have stats, edit distribution. This is a page of my own stats. And you can do this for any user on Wikipedia, and you can go through and say, where are they editing? And this is showing, these are what's called the different namespaces on Wikipedia. So main space is articles, right? So the majority of my edits are in the article space. But I've also had edits on image pages and image talk pages. I've done a lot of work with categories and the category talk pages. So someone that's trying to go for a nice stat distribution wants to have numbers in all of these different categories here. Also, statistically, we have this 1.54. This is average edits per page. And within the culture, you want to have that number as low as possible. Because if your edits per page is very high, it means you're spending a lot of time on just a few pages. And people are going to be less likely to trust you. So someone who's running for administrator, they want to see this number low to know that this person is just all over the place, that they're just making little edits here and there. And that gives you a lot of status within the community, to see that someone's making quick changes here and reverting vandalism there. So you want that number low. This is another way of looking at someone's stats. This is my own editing history, and people can track, and they can see by each month how many edits that person has done. And it's all by a bar chart. Here I was using some automated bots to go through and rapidly scan through articles that didn't have categories, and I was adding categories to them. The green and the red here is showing, did I use edit summaries or not? Within the culture, it's better if you use an edit summary. And again, if you're going for administrator, that's one of the things they're going to, oh, that person doesn't use edit summaries. They must not be a good administrator. And it's all a community discussion. So again, we're getting into that politics. This is another way of looking at someone's stats. This is for one user. This is for me, showing in each space which articles was I most likely to be spending time on. So in category, I had six edits on Voivodeships of Poland. And in main space, I had 307 edits on the article about the Knights Templar. And when you look at this, for one, you're seeing the different areas that someone is participating in. Also, if they're in a dispute somewhere, that article is going to be high on the list. And so if you want to see where has someone been getting into controversy, you pull up these stats and go, Ilanka is spending a lot of time at this Juice Plus talk page. What's going on there? Where there is indeed a dispute with the distributors of the product are arguing, who want the article to be very positive about the product, or arguing with the people that want to debunk the product. It's almost like a flat earth society project that's going on. So yes, there is indeed a dispute there. And this is a contribution list. This is, again, one editor. This is me. And you can see each edit that they've done, which article they edited, what their edit summary is, what time they did. And you can look at the diff and see exactly which change that they made on every single article. Question?
Yeah, just a quick question. Sure. Some of the articles are really, really large. So is there any sort of stat for number of edits versus the size of the article? I mean, some of the articles don't even take up a full page versus right. Some that you scroll for days.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a statistic, if there is a chart that says number of large articles that someone's edited. Has anyone heard of something like that? You can get a list of all the long articles on Wikipedia, absolutely. You go to what's called the special page, and it's called special long pages, and see the long ones. We try to keep pages under about 30K or so, and when a page is getting too long, then it's time to break it up into smaller pages. It's called summary style. And that way you can just have like one paragraph on the subject, and so for more information, go here. And yeah, so we try to be sensitive to people with slow load times. Okay. These are a couple other high score lists here, Wikipedians by number of edits, and Wikipedians by FA noms. FA means featured article, and again, very, very high status thing on Wikipedia. And the people whose names are here at the top of the list, these are all the articles that they've ever gotten to featured article status. And if we were online, I could hover over each star and it would show you the name of that article. You could link to the article. Red stars are articles that used to be featured status and are no longer at featured status. So there's a constant review process. A featured article should be one of the very best articles that Wikipedia can offer. Best citations, amazing, compelling prose. And as Wikipedia's guidelines become more strict in areas, some articles that used to be featured are no longer featured. They say, oh, well, you didn't use enough inline citations or something like that. So here's some of the barn stars you're asking about. And just a picture and a little bit of text from someone that awarded it. And then people will set up a section of their user page and say, here's the barn stars, if they want. Some people won't set up the section, but most people do. Most people have a barn star section. This is my user page from a couple months ago. What I choose to do is just have a picture and some information about me. These are the wiki projects up here, so these are my quick links. But everyone's user page could be different. Here's an administrator. He became an administrator as a teenager, by the way. This is the way that he set up his user page. Over here on the right, we have user boxes. And some people really like user boxes. They can use a user box to say what languages they know. He's an administrator, how many edits. You could have a user box to say this user likes green tea. This user lives in the suburbs. There are just hundreds and hundreds of different user boxes. And some people, this user supports the fight against AIDS or anything. It's just ways that people use to identify themselves. This is recent changes, and we were talking about this a bit. This is showing on July 13th all changes that were being made to Wikipedia at that moment. And if you look at the time, 4:39, and then all the rest are 4:38. So these are all happening in the same minute on Wikipedia. And we have people that do nothing but scan this list over. I mean, they just hit refresh, refresh, refresh. Or they actually have utilities, which will just do a steady scroll, so it's coming in real time. There's also IRC channels that you can hang around in, and it'll kind of give you a steady scroll of this as well. And if someone's looking for vandalism, what they're going to do is they're going to, okay, here's the article that's changed, the time. The green number is showing were bytes added to it or removed from it, and then who made it. And again, these people has a user page, this person doesn't have a user page. They don't even have a talk page. So this is the kind of thing that I might immediately go and take a look at if I was doing some sort of vandal patrol. And also, the purple here means, okay, well, I've been to that person's user page recently, and so I know them, and so I'm less likely going to be looking at their edits with suspicion. Now, if you don't want to look at every single edit made to Wikipedia, you can also set up a watch list. And experienced Wikipedians will often have thousands of articles on their watch list. So I can see of the 1,961 pages on my watch list, this is the most recent change to each of those pages. And this can also get pretty addictive, because especially if you make a change to a page, and then you're going to see who's the next person that's going to change it. Did they accept my change? Did they change my change? Did they add something good? There is a kind of an emotional ownership that comes in once you change a page. You become very interested in what other people are doing to that page now. Someone even did like a mathematical formula once about if you go through and you have a watch list and you want to look at each edit done to each page on your watch list, how much time will that take? And if it takes you an hour to review all the items on your watch list, at which point you hit refresh and then you get another set of articles that might take an hour to review. And as that number approaches one, they say you're more and more likely to be a Wikipedia addict or a Wikipedia-holic. Okay. So. Different professions or classes of Wikipedia, the inclusionists, the deletionists, administrators. There's also a very much class of those people that are writing articles versus those people that are patrolling the new articles. They're the vandal fighters. Some people do a little bit of everything. Some people are really good copy editors but will never actually add information. Then there's the bad guys, also game-like. We have the trolls, the POV warriors, point of view warriors, the sock puppets, the edit warriors, the owners, The squealers. The yes.
Yeah, the people who are too close to the speaker.
Yes, Scott?
What was the Wiki Gnome?
A Wiki Gnome is it's a positive term, which means someone who generally you don't hear about them that much. They kind of sit behind the scenes and they do the things that need doing. They will make sure that an article has categories. They'll maybe do some copy editing. They'll do the little administrative things that keep the encyclopedia running. I think we have one over here.
Yep. Your list of the good guys was the bureaucrats. How do the bureaucrats play into this? I mean, I can see separate roles, but I don't see much management going on because it is an open and democratized process.
A bureaucrat is a name for an access level on Wikipedia. So the core access level on Wikipedia is that of an editor, and anyone can be an editor whether or not they're logged in. So there's anonymous editors, and then there's new editors, and then experienced editors. The next higher access level is something called administrator access. And an administrator can do things. They can delete and undelete pages. They can protect pages so no one can edit them, like if there's an edit war going on or it's being vandalized a lot. But who makes people administrators? Well, those are the bureaucrats. And it's the next status up. A bureaucrat, they will do things such as deciding, okay, there was a discussion, a request for admin-ship. Was there consensus to promote this person? So there might even be a majority to promote, but the bureaucrat could still say, okay, there's a majority, but there's not consensus. There's other tasks that bureaucrats do as well that they're not coming to mind. But there's also a couple levels up above bureaucrat oversight, the ones that can go through and actually delete and edit that might have a social security number, some sort of private information. And then there's a few people from the main office who generally don't edit Wikipedia that much because they're busy running the foundation. So vandals, we've already kind of discussed them, the kinds of things that they do. They're going to insert profanity or deliberately false information, change a year. Often they'll blank pages. They can move it. A big thing that vandals do is they'll remove a picture of someone and then insert a picture of their own genitals or something. And their changes tend not to stick around for long. Also, once you spot vandalism, what you can do is you can look at every other thing that person has done, and then you can kind of sweep through and fix everything else that they've broken in Wikipedia, and warn them, and if necessary, block them. Or regular editors cannot block, but you can post to what's called an AIV page, Administrator Intervention Against Vandalism. And usually, if you request a block there, it usually happens within minutes. This is another type. It's called a SPA, a single-purpose account. And they'll generally show up on very narrow editing areas, especially if there's a deletion debate. Someone will come in. Because often if an article, someone creates an article on their used car lot, and that article goes up for a deletion debate, and people look at it like, oh, it's a vote. Okay, well, I'll just get all my friends to log in and vote keep on the article. Well, it shows up really, really fast. And we tag them and say this is a probable single-purpose account. And 9 times out of 10, or I'd say 999 times out of 1,000, they're there because they have a very specific conflict of interest. Though there are some good ones. There have been some good spas. Sock puppets. Again, people think they'll be clever and, oh, it's a vote or something, and I'm just going to create multiple accounts. Again, it generally shows up very, very rapidly. It's one of the worst things that can be done within the culture. It's an accusation. That person's using socks. That person is using socks. Using sock puppets or meat puppets, meaning I'm not controlling all these accounts, but I got my neighbor to log on, and so they're being my meat puppet. And it's a very, very negative charge to level at someone. The moths, they're drawn to flames. So if there's something, some article that's in the news or something, or any place where there's a controversy of some sort, many editors will come very rapidly. I think Lothar was talking about that. He did something, and all of a sudden, a bunch of other editors showed up very quickly, the moths. They're good in general because if an article is very controversial, you want lots of editors there to look at it to ensure that there's a consensus. The downside, though, is that they can exacerbate edit wars. If you just have a nice article where one person's working on it, they're not arguing with anybody, they're just creating their own article, and then if you start getting too many people there and then they start arguing, should the image be on the left or on the right, and, you know, then things can slow down. So administrators, we have 1,200 right now on the English Wikipedia, and I already covered kind of some of the tools that they have. They're promoted via community discussion. So the perception is generally that an administrator is a senior academic or someone who's an expert on some subject. In reality, many are kids, kids with lots and lots of free time, and Wikipedia is their chosen hobby. So it's something to be aware of, that if someone's talking to you and they're being rude or something, it doesn't necessarily mean you're being chewed out by someone who's an authority figure above you. You may keep in mind that you may be dealing with a 15-year-old or a college freshman who might not even be sober at the time that you're talking to them. But there are some professionals, definitely, who are administrators. There was one very famous administrator from last year who said he was an academic but wasn't an academic. He actually had on his user page that he was a tenured professor at a university and had all these degrees, and it turned out that he was a college dropout living in North Carolina. And he'd actually been using his status on Wikipedia to actually write to other academics and say, oh, yes, I'm in here. If you want proof of my credentials, look at my Wikipedia user page. And so when that story broke, it was a major, major scandal. But so to be an administrator, you don't have to be a good writer. You just have to want to spend time on Wikipedia. You need to show that you're reasonably emotionally well-balanced. And that you're willing to spend time fighting vandals and fixing the things that are broken, and every so often wading into a dispute and cooling things down and not making... Administrators don't make the decision. If there's a content dispute on an article, don't expect that an admin is going to come in and say, you're right, you're wrong. They're going to come in and say, you are having a dispute, take it to mediation. Take it to take it to some dispute resolution mechanism. So Wikipedia, it's as online communities go, and I've been making online games now for going somewhere over 15 years now, and I see Wikipedia and I see the problems of scaling that they're having right now. And I, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot I can do as a single editor other than try and identify some of these problems. But as I see it, some of the issues that they're going to have to address. One is right now, as the pool of administrators is growing, there's very little oversight of what the administrators are doing. Sometimes there will be a big community hoo-ha, and an administrator's actions will be reviewed. But more often than not, if an administrator starts behaving unethically, they need to be behaving unethically a lot before the community will take action. And I think that Wikipedia is going to need to get stricter about admins. You can't have an admin who's, they're unethical every so often. I think that they're going to need to get stricter about that. I think griefers, vandals, are overly tolerated, especially if it's someone who has that list of edits, is an established member of the community. If they start doing things and antagonizing users or getting involved in edit wars, the community is very, very slow to deal with them. And the community is more likely to enforce its policies on a new editor than on an established editor. And I think that they're going to have to deal with that. And even with a new editor, if someone's coming in and vandalizing, all they're doing is vandalizing, they might get blocked for 24 hours. And they come back and vandalize more, and then they're blocked for 2 days. Then they vandalize more, block them for a week, vandalize more, block them for a month. I'm like, no, if all they're doing is vandalizing, don't make the community waste time constantly trying to socialize them when they've never, ever done something positive. Just get rid of them. Votes on Wikipedia are very, very political sometimes. If someone controls a voting block, they have a social network, they can often influence votes in ways that are too beneficial for them. I don't want to get into too many details here because I know that this is all being recorded, but sometimes you'll have areas from a particular geographic region, and they'll get very interested in any articles about their region, and they'll camp on them. So if any one of those articles is being nominated for deletion, they'll get on the phone network, get everyone in, and then they start influencing the votes. And so that's a problem that's going to need to get addressed. I talked about community leaders, as administrators, and also just there's a few people that are very, very senior within the Wikipedia culture, and they're unaware of how much their actions are being observed by the more junior members of the community. So a very senior member might kind of very casually get involved in an edit war and not be aware that junior members are now looking at them and saying, oh, well, it's okay to edit war. So I think that the senior members need to portray a better example of how a good Wikipedian should act. And often Wikipedia, when its goals are very focused on creating an encyclopedia as opposed to behaving ethically. And so I think Wikipedia, as it grows and matures as a community is going to need to put a higher premium on ethics over just getting more articles out there. Right. So a couple other things in Wikipedia, like quests, one of promoting an article as well. How do you get an article to featured article status? On the English Wikipedia, of the, at the time I wrote this, 1.8 million articles, there were 2,500 that were what's called good status, and there were 1,400 that were at featured status. And you can go to a page and see a list of all of these articles. So to get an article to featured status is really, it's going to be one or two people probably that, usually one person, sometimes a small group of people that are, need to make a very specific commitment. We are going to get this article to featured status. It's something that can take months to do, and you have to not just write it, but you have to format it per the Wikipedia Manual of Style. You need to put citations everywhere, inline citations. Where did this information come? Well, not just what book, what page in this book did this information come from? You want to have pictures, and they need to be free use pictures, not fair use, but free use. So just these are the kind of steps, a few weeks to put it through a peer review, submit it for good article, that could be another month, submit it for featured article, then you have a week as the community debates it, is there going to be consensus to promote, did it not make it, and then do it all again. Finding images is a quest on Wikipedia, and within, again, 24 hours, 2,700 images were uploaded. Within 24 hours, 2,300 images were deleted. So only 13% of images would stick on Wikipedia. And usually this is because people will, they think they can just grab an image off the web and upload it to Wikipedia. No. Any image that comes in, you need to know who owns the copyright on it. Did they give permission for that image to be used? There's some wiggle room in terms of, like, if there's an article about a TV show, you can probably get a screenshot of the TV show. Just for identification purposes. Some people, they want to put all kinds of different images, and we have teams of people that are very aggressive about deleting these fair use images. We only want free images, not fair use images. Right. So, advice. If you are ever using Wikipedia as a source and you want to cite Wikipedia in your article, first of all, don't use Wikipedia as a primary source. But if you do want to use Wikipedia as a citation, don't cite the article. Cite a specific revision of that article. So you're citing it at the moment in time that you were reading it. That's going to be a more effective citation. And you can get this by anytime you look at the page on the left-hand side, there will actually be a link, cite this article. And if you click on that link, and it'll actually give you details of how to cite, and it'll actually give you something that you can copy-paste. So it'll give you the exact link. So clicking on that link will take you to that page at that moment in time. Right. If you want to add an image to Wikipedia, you should know where is it from, who owns it, and what license is it being used under. The advice that I generally give to people is if you have an image you want to upload and you own it, put it under what's called I recommend a license called CC by SA 3.0, Creative Commons Shared Attribution. It's a good license. Yep. It's a good license. It's easy. Once you've got it memorized, it's easy to remember. It lets you retain copyright. You are not giving up copyright when you use this license. But it does authorize use of the image for other reasonable purposes, such as on the internet. So it's a nice, easy license to use once you've got it in your head. If you want to participate on Wikipedia, create a user page, number one thing. Build trust with the community. Get your name out there. Let people see that you have a history of constructive contributions. There's plenty of categories, articles that need cleanup, articles that need Wikification, articles that need references. Find articles that need all kinds of things. Find one of those categories. Go through. Do, three or four articles a day. Fix typos. Just something to increase your edit count. Show that you're there for good, for good purposes. But be bold. If you're not sure if you should change something, go ahead and change it. Chances are pretty good that it'll be fine. Every so often, there will be exceptions, but in general, go in. If you know you're doing it from good faith, go ahead and be bold and change it. Wherever possible, cite your sources. Don't just add information, show where you got the information from. Don't worry about reference formatting. Sometimes you'll see an article that has all these different references, citations, where it says the date and the ISBN and the number of authors and the publisher and all of that. And if it gets too confusing, don't worry about it. Just put edit and then maybe put in the edit summary. I got it from here. And then someone else will follow along behind you and they'll probably fix the citation. Well, but very important, if you want to spend a lot of time, especially if you're doing anything in a controversial subject, build social networks with other Wikipedians. Like I was saying, any other Wikipedians here, I'm always interested in meeting other Wikipedians. If you see a mistake, you can fix it. If you see something that you're not sure what the source is, and you're not sure if it's true, but you don't really want to delete it, but you think it needs to be sourced, add this fact tag within these double curly brackets, and it'll add a little citation needed to the article. And if something sits with a fact tag for like a year or something, it's probably going to get removed from the article. Or if you see citation needed and you know what the citation is, go in and add it. If you see something false about a living person, just change it. Just delete it. Don't worry about asking permission. Just get rid of it. If anyone here has an article about yourself and you see an article and there's false information in there, feel free to go in and fix it. If you see and you think, well, this should be added, if you want to add, oh, I've got an extra book or something, don't put it in the article. Add it to the talk page or contact another Wikipedian and ask them, do you think that this information would be worthy of being added to my bio? So, conflict on Wikipedia. Wikipedia runs on group consensus. This is one of the hardest things that for me to understand on Wikipedia. I thought there was someone who went up and kind of decided who won, but no, it's very much a group decision-making process. Build consensus at the talk page, get other editors involved, and stay polite. Because someone else that's going to come in and make a quick look, as soon as someone's rude, they're probably going to discount anything else you say. Yes?
Is that true consensus, full 100% participation of those in the decision with, you know, people basically conceding or backing away from the dispute if they feel they're holding it up?
That's a really good question, and there's quite a bit of debate about what is consensus on Wikipedia. As it grows, it's harder and harder to get that 100% consensus. It's the goal. It's definitely the goal. But often you'll get people who just get entrenched. And so it's controversial, and especially on the deletion debates, they're never 100%. I mean, they go by too fast. So the general rule of thumb is that if you have 80%, that you probably have a consensus, as Wikipedia defines consensus. When you get around 70%, then it starts getting kind of shaky. And then you're looking at the weight of people's arguments. But yeah, 100% is the goal, but it's very, very rare that you'll see that on Wikipedia.
I've had some experience working with organizations that do 100% consensus. It's a very challenging process. It takes a lot of patience.
It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of good faith. And it takes a lot of time. And Wikipedia's just growing too fast to do that for everything. Okay. Learn the policies, BLP, Biographies of Living People, WPV, which I didn't really mention, but verifiability. Everything on Wikipedia has to be verifiable. And NOR, no original research. And I already went over the 3RR. If you can only revert 3 times in 24 hours. Though anyone who's going up to the edge of that, there's probably a problem. Some people follow a 1RR rule. They'll revert once, take it to the talk page. Talked about consensus. You want to get involved on talk pages. If talk pages aren't working, you want to do something called an RFC, a request for comment. Bring other editors into the discussion. There's a whole RFC page. And you can also go to the RFC page and see other places where people are asking for comment. And you might see some subject there that you want to go in and offer a third opinion. If that's not working, go to something called mediation, though that's completely voluntary compliance. And then the highest level is what's called arbitration. But arbitrators will not decide on content. They will only decide on user conduct. They won't say it should be A or B. They'll say this user was blocking the consensus process. This user was being disruptive. All right. Just a few more slides here. So some of the current controversies on Wikipedia about biographies of living people. If someone comes in and says, there's a Wikipedia bio on me, I don't want there to be a Wikipedia bio on me. The community has not really come to a consensus on should the article be deleted on the request of the subject. Some people say, no, they're notable, their name's in the paper. Other people are saying, they're a living person, and if our article is negatively impacting them, they should have the right, you know, like to be unlisted from the phone book. So there's a debate going on right now. What qualifies as fair use of an image? There's a lot of flaming going on about that right now. When is it okay to use images of TV shows? When is it okay to use an image of a famous person and say, well, you can probably get a free image, but we don't have a free image, so is it fair use? Back and forth. Naming. There are all kinds of things around the earth that have been conflicts for hundreds of years where that conflict is now flowing into Wikipedia. For example, you have a king who was, maybe he was king of Russia, or he was Duke of Lithuania, and then he was king of Poland. And he was also involved with Romania and the Ukraine, and he had a different name in each one of these countries. What should the title of his article be? And you're going to have the Russians coming in and saying he should have the Russian name, you're going to have the Poles coming in and saying it should be the Polish name, and they get into these huge arguments about who owns that particular monarch. Television shows, pop culture, some people say, is a TV show encyclopedic? And they're kind of like, okay, maybe we'll have an article about the show. Other people want to have an article on every single episode of the show and every character in every episode of the show. So that's a debate that's going on. This is a recent debate that Muhammad, within Islam, it is considered blasphemous to show a picture of Muhammad. So on our article about Muhammad on Wikipedia, should we have an image of Muhammad? Well, some people say, of course, and because we're here to provide information, others say, no, why should we antagonize the Islamic community? The general rule is Wikipedia is not censored. And we even say you may find objectionable, if you come to Wikipedia, you may see objectionable content. But it is something, just because we can do something, should we do something? Should we list every single image of Muhammad, even the profane ones, even the ones that are very antagonistic? At what point, is our what they call curational enterprise, and how does that conflict with social responsibility? So, interesting debates. So, if you see something and there's an urgent problem with an article, number one, fix it on the spot. Or if that's not working, if someone's at warning you, put it back in. There's an administrator notice board for incidents, ANI. You can go and post something. There's also a Wikipedia mailing list, and you can post something there. Or you can just get on the phone and call the Wikipedia main office. All right, so summary. Wikipedia has all the hallmarks of an online community, especially a game community. Never use Wikipedia as a primary source, but it's a great place to kind of get general information. Disputes are resolved not by a decision, but by consensus. And if you want to participate in Wikipedia, create a user page, edit in multiple topic areas, and get to know other editors. Build your network. Okay. So this is what I end with. Top 10 ways to be labeled a problem editor on Wikipedia. The number 10, revert a four-paragraph edition of another editor just because they didn't punctuate it properly. Yeah. Only add sources that are from a message board or from your own blog. Nope, can't do that. Number 8, upload lots of copyrighted images and claim fair use. Number 7, edit war incessantly about the exact diameter of the Death Star, which really was. We really had that. Yep. Number 6, when you get blocked for edit warring, register a few more accounts. Keep going. Number 5, recruit friends to register new sock puppet accounts to help you win votes. Number 4, insert trash into articles just to see what'll happen. Number 3, only work on one article, especially if it's about you or your company. Number 2, add lots of promotional words like awesome, best, and world famous. And the number 1 way, add unsourced assertions that a major celebrity is gay, then insist that you know this from personal experience. So, any other questions? Yes.
English language articles seem to take up the bulk of the Wikipedia project. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of initiative to have many more articles in other languages besides English, or is it just?
Oh yeah. Especially the Polish Wikipedia, French, Spanish. There are people who do nothing but translate articles all day. It's not like there's a particular initiative to do it, but there's editors that are just going in and, or they'll add a Wikipedia in a completely different language. Just, here's an obscure language that we aren't covering yet. So there's hundreds of different languages. So if you know a language well enough to participate, jump on in there. I help out in about 10 different language Wikipedias right now that I can either speak it or I can read it enough to be able to, add a few links here and there.
On that question, are in the foreign language encyclopedias, are most of the articles English translations, or are they generated by people from those countries writing them?
In the majority of cases, they're generated by the people from those countries. So they might be completely different. Sometimes they're even better quality than the English language versions, especially if we're doing something about the geography or history of that particular.
Are there editors who go back and forth and look at the bilingual editors who will go back and forth and kind of pull information?
Quite often. If I'm like right now, the objects, the articles I'm working on medieval Egyptian history, I'll like work through the Arabic Wikipedias to see if maybe there's images there that we don't have that I can maybe move over to the Commons or that already are on the Commons. And I'm sure there's some editors that go through trying to make things consistent, but in general, they just kind of grow independently. There's not a big effort to make them all consistent. There's also a language called Simple English, which is for people for whom English is a second language. And so people will take articles from the English Wikipedia and put them on the Simple English Wikipedia, where it's all written in like very simple, like sixth grade English, so that someone can still kind of go through and understand it without all the big words.
Okay, so there's a lot of work involved with being a Wikipedia editor,
mm-hmm.
and besides the great, you know, feeling of altruism, you know, where's the party? I mean, where do you go for fun?
This is
good call.
Different. Everyone enjoys. Some people enjoy sailing. Some people enjoy writing. Some people. I mean, it's a very seductive thing because it can become very addictive. But it's an addiction where you're helping the world, and so it makes it very difficult to break it sometimes. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. I really, really enjoy it. Any other questions? Thank you all for coming and staying awake.
So I'm on the script page.